It's delivery day at the Trim Tab Brewing Company in Birmingham. A large, shiny steel tank sits inside the truck. Outside, two forklifts will be needed to move it. Trim Tab is one of the newest kids on the block in Alabama's brewing industry, and they're still getting their act together. Still, company founder Harris Stewart says he's on a much different path than he originally planned.
I had just been a home brewer for about 7 years, lived up in Asheville, North Carolina, just fell in love with brewery culture. Really about 2.5 years ago was when I started plotting the business plan and just starting to put everything together. I was in law school and those clothes just didn't quite fit right. I found out I was brewing beer more than I was studying torts.
We're standing in the open room that represents Stewart's field of dreams. He says a lot of work has already gone into setting up.
Really started like putting pen to paper, building the team, starting to raise money because we knew the scale of the project that we wanted to do. It was going to have to be a team approach. So started building the team, and really it was a game changer, Will, getting on board because he came from a more industrial, commercial approach to it.
Will Crenshaw is the brewmaster at Trim Tab.
The folks over at Avondale, I mean, when our first equipment showed up and we realized what was going on, I ran down there and borrowed some forklift extensions.
Despite the generous help from his beer-making neighbors, Crenshaw is no novice. He cut his teeth in the beer business by working at Sweetwater Brewery in Atlanta. That experience has taken the jitters out of starting a brewery. Stewart's background in law also came in handy.
It's a complicated enterprise because you've got the federal government looking at you. You've got the state government looking at you. You've got the local government, you know, that's wanting to make sure that from a health code, permitting, and then you're dealing with an industry that serves alcohol. So that we've got a lot of parties that are in the mix with it.
When we first walked into this facility, it was nothing like it was.
While
right
sampling
now,
some of their product, Stewart explains the room we're standing in may bring back memories for some.
Its first use was the Barber Motorsport Museum. And where we're standing right now in the tasting gallery, or where the tasting gallery will be, is where the old paint shop was. So it's got this really old, industrial, very raw feel to it. And I mean, a lot of what we want to do is just kind of preserve it rather than modify it.
And the homey experience of a tap room is what the operators of Druid City Brewery have in mind as well. This beer outlet has been in operation for almost a year. The smell greets us even before we go inside. Co-founder and brewmaster Bo Hicks is hard at work stirring in ingredients.
That is the sweet, sugary wort that when boils, it really opens up. And also, depending on when you add the hops, sometimes you get a floral boom of some of those hops. But the smell I'm getting in here right now is definitely a malt-forward. It's essentially that sweet tea that's boiling away and becoming more and more concentrated.
When it comes to standing out, Hicks says keeping true to your roots helps.
We strive really hard to keep it local in Tuscaloosa. Will not only help us here in the Tuscaloosa market, but also people all over the state that either came to school here or have an affinity for Tuscaloosa for some sporting team, I don't know.
While breweries like Trim Tab are planning to open up at a large capacity, Druid City has had to build up their market over time. And Hicks says the demand is growing for their beer.
We've just tripled our capacity here in our present facility, and it's getting to the point to where we're running out of room in that facility. So we're already thinking about expansion, but it's a tough road to hoe.
We've taken a look at the craft beer industry in Alabama as a whole, and now what it's like getting started as a brewer. Join us next time for the final installment of our series, What's Brewing in Alabama, as we take a look at how we've got to this point and where the industry could be heading. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.